It's 6:01, so I will call to order the Town of Heath Select Board meeting. This is a virtual meeting. It's December 7th, 2021. And we will get started without Brian. We have two of us, so there's a quorum. And yeah, lucky us. So first we have identification.
I think I have to leave.
Identification of callers. Myself, Robin Provost-Carlson, I'm here. Sue Lively.
Here.
Oh, and of course, this is being recorded. Yes, Hilma, waving.
Yeah, I'm here.
And a small group. This is an easy one. Pat?
Here and recording.
Barbara?
Here, not recording.
And Liza?
Elisa.
Elisa, sorry. I always mess that up. Sorry, Elisa.
No worries. Thank you.
Elisa is our Board of Health representative tonight.
Okay.
Thank I'm you. Just here because I love you all so much.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, it's nice to know somebody does.
Did everybody get their phone call tonight?
Yes. Thank you, Hilma.
Yes.
Yes, just before the meeting.
I got it on my cell phone. I'm expecting the house line to ring soon.
I got mine on the house.
Barbara, why didn't...
We usually get it both on the house and then I get it on my cell, but we have not gotten either of them. However, we have the same number, but we now have Uma, so there's a possibility that you got bumped as nuisance call. So we'll look into that.
Okay.
We have Uma and we got it. It was about 5:45.
Yeah. Yep. Ooh.
Okay.
There you go.
Sorry for disturbing.
So that's all right. Review of the agenda. There wasn't a public comment on here, so we will add that right after this. And so now I'm going to have to keep watching the waiting room too. So my eyes are going to keep shifting over. And then just review of the agenda. The other thing for me is to let people know that we will go into executive session for both reasons listed on the agenda tonight. So one of those is actually scheduled and slotted for 7:30. So we will see how things go as to which one comes first. We may actually, if we have time, have to open one, close and go back, but we'll only open public session for the purpose of going into another executive. Hopefully I will confirm that before executive sessions, but I assume that executive session will close the meetings tonight. Anything else on the agenda, Sue?
Minutes.
Minutes, we have 11:09 and 11:16.
They're not on the agenda.
No, it just says review of minutes, but yeah.
It says review of minutes.
I mean, review of minutes. So we'll just, those are the two we'll be doing.
And then I guess we don't have to do it tonight. When I was looking at these old minutes, I found some little things that we were in the process of working on. And I didn't know if there were updates, but like the room dividers that you were looking into and the Branch Brook Bridge and the Parks and Rec charge. And the firehouse, I didn't know if there was anything new on that. So I had just put them down as reminders. They don't have to be done tonight.
I have some updates when we get to those items. Office relocation. Anything else, Hilma?
Well, Robin, you had said something about going over the meeting schedule.
Yeah, well, yeah, at the end, we'll do the schedule too.
Right. And also maybe the quotes for the propane tanks. And I don't know, I got the last one in like 4:00 today. I did email it out, which probably nobody saw.
I saw.
I can go over it verbally.
Okay. Did you have something else, Sue? Were you raising your hand there?
No, I was going to say the propane thing, but she mentioned it. So
yeah. Okay. Okay, so public comment. Is there anybody here that would like to speak? Have anything that they'd like to say? No, Barbara, Lisa, no. Okay, great. Review of minutes. So the first set is the November 9th, 2021. You have those, Sue? Have you gone through them?
I do.
Okay.
Not much.
Yeah, I know.
On the... She's getting really good. On the first page, down at the Mohawk Trail Regional School District, down to the bottom, mm-hmm. you have Heath will have an annual payment per year repayment. I think that was with, well, there's too many payments in there.
Well,
we'll have an annual repayment of 9,000, right? Or annual cost?
Annual cost.
Per year for repayment?
For repayment, yes. Yep.
And the only other thing that I had was, if we were supposed to have an adjournment time.
Yes.
On what?
Well, we went into executive session.
Yep.
So do we have to put in?
It is there, 7:50.
Okay, so it's just the regular meeting that's adjourned at 7:50, yes. And that we don't need the time that we actually ended that night.
That's on separate minutes.
Okay, so that would be in the executive session minutes?
Executive session gets separate minutes, and that will have the time of the adjournment of that meeting.
Okay.
Yep.
That was all I had.
And I just had caught the one under the capital bonding plan, so I have nothing else. So I'll take a motion to accept the Ta-Nehisi Select Board virtual meeting minutes from November 9th, 2021 as amended.
So move.
And I'll second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Sue, aye.
Robin, aye. And now we're looking at the virtual meeting notes, Select Board meeting notes for November 16th, 2021. Sue?
Not much there either. However, it's almost an exact same spot under Axon Properties. In the next to the last sentence, the word negotiation. We'll confer and negotiation the wording. On the second page, another question on timing. On the second page down at the bottom, mm-hmm. it says 9:05 p.m. And then it says on a motion from Sue, we ended the open session at 7:50.
Yeah, that's not, 7:50 is the incorrect time. It should read 9:05.
We started that at 9:05?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that was all I had on that one.
I don't have anything else. So I will take a motion to accept the meeting minutes, Ta-Nehisi Select Board virtual meeting for November 16th, 2021, as amended. Sorry.
So move.
And I will second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Sue, aye.
Robin, aye. Okay, review of minutes. So COVID-19 municipal protocol concerns. We've had the Board of Health meeting. That's an update from our last Select Board meeting. You know, with all the Select Board meetings we have lately, I am getting confused a little bit as to what we had in between what. We have so many meetings right now. But I believe I'm correct in saying that we've had the Board of Health Select Board and group meeting since the last Select Board Tuesday night meeting.
Yep.
And that was
several others.
I know. And that was a really good meeting. We had a nice review of COVID, where things stand in our town district. And I unfortunately had to leave a little early because I actually had a work meeting that I had to go to. But for the first hour or so, I think it was a nice group of people, good sharing, good information provided by the members from the FERCOG. I appreciated having the meeting. I know we are going to probably have some follow-up from that as well, I believe. So I don't know if Lisa, did you want to say anything here or make any updates or have anything you'd like to add on behalf of the Board of Health?
Well, I don't have any updates for you, but I did just want to say that we really thank the Select Board for their participation in the collaboration meeting, and we do look forward to having additional meetings and really working together as a town. That's very important to us to hear from everybody about what everybody needs to feel safe going forward, because it appears that we will have continuous challenge coming with the new variant. So sort of stay tuned. But again, we just really appreciated being able to work together and hope that we can do that going forward.
Yeah, I think, and I, like I said, I don't know what I missed for the last however long you guys met after I had to sign off, but I do see it important to have some definite follow-up conversation amongst the Select Board members in particular about how we're handling just buildings, building reopenings, which obviously are not happening at this point in time. That's going to be obviously set off for a while. Right. Meetings, all that type of thing. So we need to do a little follow-up on that. I haven't had an opportunity in the last week to really talk with Hilma about next steps. But Sue, did you have comments or thoughts that you wanted to talk about tonight?
No, I think the one thing you might have missed was a recommendation at the end that Jean made regarding setting up some kind of a committee that would have a representative from a lot of different factions in town that would kind of serve as an advisory committee as well as a communication committee between all of the different factions that are involved. And there was no real plan set for that. It was just a suggestion as something that we might want to consider and talk about in the future. So,
okay.
Exactly.
Is that something that the Board of Health is going to reach back out to try to set that up with us?
Yes. I assume okay. it was.
Excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. Yes, we absolutely will. Okay. We look forward to that opportunity. And as we go forward with opening more buildings and even the use of Jacobs Road, we absolutely look forward to working with you and offering our feedback and our expertise on how to do all of that safely.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. I just wanted to give a thank you to the Board of Health because it seems like they are really putting in a lot of effort right now to increase communication between all of the boards and different groups that are involved. And I just wanted to make note of that and say that I really appreciate their making that effort.
Great. Thank you, Sue, for that. For that feedback. We appreciate it very much. And yeah, that is something that is very important to us going forward. Is to strengthen the communications between everybody, quite honestly. People, so Board of Health.
And
get all that accurate, scientifically based information going forward.
Since these meetings are recorded, and I know people do watch them, and some do actually read the notes, we should just also keep continuing with the conversation and getting it out there. Masks, all of our protocols. Vaccinations, personal distancing, smaller groups, watching ourselves in larger groups. And if you have questions, if anybody who's reading the notes, if they're watching the video, if you have any questions whatsoever, the Board of Health is very accessible. And that's a good place to reach out. People should reach out and ask questions. Or if they have, I believe, if you have even just comments, concerns, thoughts, let us know, let the Select Board, let the Board of Health know. We think that everybody should take an active role in being heard. So
thank you, Robin.
Yeah. Sue, to go back to office relocation and the petitions. I actually do have a quote for the petitions. It actually came today. I can't open it for some reason from my home computer. So when I get to work tomorrow, I will, and I'll get that out to everybody. And then we can for review and have that. So I did have that little update at least. And I don't have any other updates. I don't know when Brian's not here either. I'm checking for him, but I don't have any other updates in protocol, office relocation, or COVID. Helma, what about you?
It's getting to be an issue having offices in different places.
Yes.
They really need to move.
Yeah.
That's all I agree.
I would assume at this point, because of the, I don't know that people are, well, I don't want to speak out of turn about holiday moves or, I don't know what everybody's holiday plans are, but does it make sense to move right after the holiday?
No, it makes sense to move before the holiday.
Before?
Okay. Sense to move as soon as possible.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay. All right.
There's been some challenges.
One challenge that has come to over the office move, there's been a computer-driven challenge. I don't know, yes. Sue, how much you know about, there's been some computer issues, especially in the assessor's, with the assessor's office. There was actually a concern that we would once again not be able to set a tax rate. That actually got taken care of at the end of the last week with a lot of overtime hours being put in by the IT folks, by Patriot Software, and the assistant assessor. So we are, that's one of the things that's in our, was that in our mail? Or no, that's in your report to set the classification hearing. Mm-hmm. So I think for the most part, are those computer issues taken care of, Helma?
The computer issues for the assessor's office are all taken care of.
Yeah.
There are issues, well, not necessarily strictly computer issues, but in terms of just, I want to say technology issues, I guess. There are issues having offices in different buildings.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Heard. Sue, anything COVID protocol, office relocation, anything from you?
No.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is the Hilltown Youth Recovery Theater. So we do have a reviewed lease that has come back to us, and that is returned to us from town council. And there's a number of comments that the select board needs to review. And I am going to push that review into an executive session to protect the town and just make sure that we can review those comments privately before we send them off. But the hope would be that after our after this executive session and after this review, I'm hoping tonight that we can get to a place where we're comfortable in being able to push the document off to Hilltown Youth Recovery Theater board for their review and then final comment after that. So that's my plan for executive. Of course, there's only two of us here right now. Brian's missing. So any questions or anything on that, Sue, before executive?
No.
Okay. The next item is 2023 budget planning discussion. And my hope for this was really for us as a select board to create a, whether it's, I was gonna say document, but it doesn't even have to be a document, basically just a request that we can pass on to the finance committee from which we, how we expect to see the budget planning season kind of rolling out. What I've noticed in the last handful of years is that there's a tremendous amount of time that has been put into the budget planning, which needs to happen. I totally agree that it needs to happen, but I sometimes feel that we're doing it in a timing that's not quite right. We don't have the information we need. We do a lot of wheel spinning, and I would like to figure out a way to make that whole process work a little smoother. And I really would like to see the finance committee take a real driving role in presenting that budget to us. I know that the select board obviously is the final fiduciary responsibility to complete the budget, but I do really want to give the finance committee their time and let them be able to give us as much information as they can. And so my hope was, hope was that we would be able to decide today, like when we'd have our first meeting with the finance committee and how we would ask them what give them kind of what our expectations are, what our hopes are. Toma?
Well, I had a conversation, yesterday morning, yesterday morning with one member of the finance committee. They do meet Thursday evening, I believe, and they're going to be discussing their ideas of how to approach the budget planning. The member that I talked to, I guess, has thoughts very similar to my own in that, I'll say we, and it's primarily, I guess, me in a sense, need to push hard to get departments to submit their budgets in a timely manner. That was one of the things we discussed. And then we also discussed things like that, perhaps like if the select board goes with a regular meetings every other week in going forward through the winter, that then if there needs to be a budget hearing for some particular department, that it would occur on the off week. So those are just a few initial thoughts. Mm-hmm. I guess another thing that we talked about is the importance of having the budget set at least a couple of weeks before town meeting so that everything can get finalized and firmed up in a timely manner to allow the voters time to read it and review it.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Rob. Is that Robin or
Sue? Yeah, it was me. Yeah. It was me. So we're already down to a budget planning discussion. We've been moving right along.
All right.
And we're going to do executive for both the AT&T and for the Jacobs Road lease at the end. Just FYI. So I just pretty much opened, you already know my spiel about, because I kind of said it a handful of times. My hope was that the select board would come up with kind of a plan forward, a way to march forward with the budget season, allowing the finance committee to have kind of the first crack at that pulling that budget together and having a hearing where they can actually provide that document to us. I guess Hilma would, as normal as the town coordinator, Hilma would kind of get everything set up, right? Yeah, and then finance could pull together the budget requests from the departments. And that's what Hilma was just saying, the importance this year of really pushing the departments to get their budget requests in ASAP, not dragging their feet as they have many years, many, many years. We were just doing a general thought. So you can kind of chirp in with whatever you got on your mind about budget hearing planning.
I wondered if we would get all of the department budget requests in before we turned it over to the finance committee, because we do have people that are adept at spreadsheets and Excel now on the finance committee.
Yeah.
So they could work with those, with our five.
That's my hope, that we'll get the budget requests out as soon as possible And then they'll all go to the FinCom and the FinCom will kind of massage it in and then come to us. Cause there's a lot still on the table for us. So I do like the idea, Hilma just said, I don't know whether you caught it, Brian, of having the budget discussions on off weeks from the regular select board meeting. That does make good sense to me.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. How about you, Sue? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's the first time I've done this budget thing.
Yeah.
So I don't have a lot of questions. The one thing I wondered about is whether we, the select board, has some kind of a timeline for a really general timeline for when each step of the budget process should be done. Do you want the finance committee setting that? Do you want us setting that? Do you want us doing it together?
Well, we have a, help me, what's the title? We do have a calendar schedule.
Calendar, budget calendar.
Yes, we do.
Budget calendar?
Yes, we do.
I think, unless you want it done differently, the way I've done it in the past couple of years or whatever, since I've been here, is that I set it up with dates kind of corresponding to last year, maybe tweaking it a little, present it to both the select board and FinCom, and then get their feedback and if they want any adjustment. And that seemed to work pretty well.
Are we thinking that we're going to have the first FinCom meeting in 2 weeks?
I think that would be good to have a kind of a brief planning meeting, I guess, or here's how we're going to go forward after January 1st.
So would you have that? Nail it down. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I think that's a great idea. And then by then, since you've told us that FinCom is going to be meeting prior to that, we'll have their feedback on how they see things rolling out too. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can kind of just be able to nail it down at that meeting as to what the steps are next year, calendar year. Yeah, go ahead.
And well, I also talked with the chairman of the finance committee last week, and we were talking about it a little bit. And he and I kind of thought, it would be a good idea, and I'm probably hopefully going to do it in a day or two, to send out like a preliminary email to departments, just kind of saying, hey, guess what? It's already December. Start thinking about your budgets, and I will soon be sending out the budget worksheets. Just as a preliminary heads up, this shouldn't come as a surprise, and then by the end of December, or actually, a week or two, is when I usually send out the department worksheets for budgets. And I still plan to do that, unless I'm told otherwise.
No, I think the sooner the better. We all know that as the year progresses, we have to make some tweaks. But if we had a strong baseline, that would make it so much better for us. Really, really would. I mean, obviously, there's certain numbers that don't come out till into the later spring. We know that. But there's certainly a lot of stuff that we have control. We have control of creating that number. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I think that's a good idea. Sue, other thoughts, questions?
No. I don't have enough experience with it to ask a question.
Well, yeah, I think the big thing is to have as many meetings as we have to, obviously, but for them to be productive. I think that's sometimes I felt like they weren't very productive, which is kind of
spun around. From an audience perspective, when I was observing that, I felt that way, that they weren't always productive, and you were often going back and rehashing the same things over and over again. They just lacked efficiency.
Correct. Brian, other thoughts, questions?
I know we have a meeting next week for the tax, to set the single tax rate.
Yeah.
Isn't there something else the assessors have to do that's part of this whole budget process? Or is that the issue?
That's the next thing that we have. Okay. And you missed us in the beginning saying that we're squeaking this in because we definitely had more computer issues that we had to deal with in the in the assessor's office. Alice really was held back and really last minute had to pull this together. Hilma actually had to kind of step in too and help with the IT portion. We had issues with Patriot. It hasn't been pretty. I'll just leave it at that. But now there's smiles on the faces of the assistant assessor and the assessors and Hilma. We all have smiles because we did. And I'll just say we have smiles because things are looking good. That's all I'll say. Okay, so if there's nothing else, that was really all I wanted to be able to accomplish tonight under budget planning discussion, unless there's something else anybody wants to talk about. Good, Hilma, good? Okay, great. Other business. Broadband DocuSign. Hilma?
Yes, okay. One correction here, that it's actually one invoice. I misunderstood the email I received. So it's just to approve one invoice, not two. The invoice is for $24,390.88 to Westfield Gas and Electric. The MLB and the MLP manager have both approved it. It's an amount within budget. So they're asking for a vote of approval from you folks.
And I did look at it I've gone through the whole thing. It's, I'm fine in asking for a motion to accept the application number 9. From Westfield Gas and Electric. This is for the service drop installations in the amount of $24,390.88.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Sue, aye.
Ryan, aye.
Robin, aye. The confusion was there were two items that were listed, but from what I understand, the other one is going to actually be a credit that's going to be coming. Is that what did you get that too, Hilma? Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I it's hard for me to say that, but a credit. I don't know how much, but a credit.
General contractors never like to say that.
I don't even know what that word is. Whenever she it was so confusing to me, the email Sheila sent, but when she clarified it late before this meeting, I looked, I said, credit? I'm like, what is that? But that's good, a credit.
Yeah.
So that's it. I did ask also just, what was that? Go ahead. What'd you say, Brian?
You're a general contractor.
I know. And I did ask, just to let you know, I asked Hilma to report back to the board and ask if we could get another update so we could know where they are financially. So I did put that request in today as well for everybody on the project status and the numbers. So that's broadband, what I have. The Energy Advisory Committee. We do, I'll turn this over to Brian, but I know we have a requested appointment for a new member, which is Ed Whitaker. But Brian, is there anything you wanted to talk about first, or are we going right into the?
Well, I said, if you're interested, you should send an email or letter to the board expressing your interest in, you know, outlining your background. And he did that. I see that is in our mail.
Yep.
He joined us at the last meeting. I don't think he knows that much about the green communities, but he's been working in energy conservation for some time, and he's a HERS rater.
Yeah.
So he, I feel like he probably would be a good person to have on that.
Yeah, I agree. I read that. I think he would, his knowledge would be helpful. Yeah. So would someone like to make a motion to appoint Ed Whitaker to the Energy Advisory?
I move we appoint Ed Whitaker to the Energy Advisory Committee.
And I'll second that.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Sue, aye.
Brian, aye.
Robin, aye. Thank you.
We might have a quorum on Thursday.
Do you have anything else you wanted to update on? Is there anything we needed or you need from us?
I still don't have a proposal back from RISE.
Okay.
And I contact Roger tomorrow and invite him to the meeting on Thursday.
Okay. Just to
let us know where they stand. But that's the big issue, because that's a big chunk of money.
Right, right.
And I noticed also that Alyssa LaRose is no longer with the Council of Governments. And was it Kim, somebody that's taken her place? Hilma? Well, anyway, I got on the bounce back email today saying that she was no longer there. Or we should contact this other person.
Allison, I think.
Yeah, I have to investigate.
The person is Allison Gage.
Oh, yeah. That's not, I don't think that's the name I got, but I'll call them tomorrow and see.
Okay.
I'm not saying you're not right, but that's not what came back on the email.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead, Emma.
Brian, saw Carson over last week, end of last week, and he just made mention to me that I guess he was finding like some of the specs that he was supposed to be developing a quote for a bit challenging. So I don't know if you want to touch base with him and see how he's doing.
On which jobs?
On the RISE engineering, the.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
System.
I thought he was doing other jobs too for us. So.
Oh, right.
Right. I'll contact him and find out. He's tough to get during the day because he's out on the road. Yeah.
Okay, propane tanks. You want to talk about? Does everybody want to talk about propane tanks?
I have a propane tank question that Roger asked. Do we own? I think we do. We own the propane tanks on the community hall. Okay. Right.
Yes, I believe we do.
Okay. And the next question would be: what? I think they have to put a bigger tank in. So where would we put the tank, or what do we want to do with a tank? Is there two of them there now, or one tank or two? Anyway, I just
community hall. I don't know
if we should put them next to other generators. You know, we have one at Sawyer Hall, we have one at the fire department, and one at the highway garage. So we could put, and we could just put them where they're generators, so maybe the fire department.
You mean take the present tanks at community hall and relocate them at other buildings?
Yeah, I would, otherwise we own them and we'd have to dispose of them.
Okay, just making sure I understand you.
Yeah, there may be a date on them. They're not good forever, so that we'd have to check that too. But I think the who's ever supplying our propane could probably manage to get that. Or do we have to get our own plumber to do that? Well, anyway, I'll just tell Roger that we will keep them and we'll put them someplace else. He just didn't know if he should carry some figure for disposing of them. So that's all I have on that propane tank, but I think we want to talk about the bigger ones.
Go ahead, Helma.
Oh, okay. So I needed to get the three quotes. Let's see. The first company, Osterman, you know, they came through with the original quotes, which then necessitated asking them to rework their quote and then pursuing getting two other quotes. So Osterman's, and we're talking about like above, well, for them, above ground tanks, they would set and install two 1,000 gallon above ground propane tanks, run the line from the tank to the generator, connect it up, install monitors, all that stuff. And the charge would be that they would increase the rate per gallon, like for the gas itself, we would pay the per gallon rate, going rate, plus 82 cents per gallon. So for the initial fill, 2,000 gallons with the additional 82 cents per gallon comes out to $1,640. Okay. I don't know how much, how many gallons it would take. I mean, this generator, I assume, would have the weekly, like 15 minute run or 10 minute run, just like the other backup generators do. So it would be burning at least a little gas every week. So that's Osterman's. Second company I contacted was Sandry. They sent up their propane guy, had a good conversation, and then I got an email from him saying that they could not provide a quote because they didn't supply our gas. I emailed him back and said, yes, you can, because it would be a separate account. We're talking about separate tanks. It would be a separate account. We don't go out to bid through FERCOG. I had checked that, so that they could provide a quote, and I have not heard anything back from them. The third company, George Propane, gave me several pricing. Let's see, to go with above ground, they would install one 2,000 gallon above ground tank. It would basically, he gave me both a price if we were to purchase the tank. So if we were to purchase the tank, it would be $16,540. If the town was leasing the tank from them, basically installation would amount to about $3,000. And then there would be an annual lease fee of $1,690. He also gave me a quote for installing underground tanks, if they're underground, it has to be 2 1,000-gallon tanks. It would be, let's see, about $1,000 more for the installation. Well, the total cost, if we were to purchase the tanks, excuse me, let me back up. To purchase the tanks, it would be $16,815. If we were to lease the tanks, it would be, the installation cost would be approximately $4,000 with the same lease fee per year. The $1,690.
How long was that Osterman one for?
Pardon?
How many years is the Osterman one?
That was for a 3-year contract.
And we know we can do that one, the wording. I know we had council review the other one.
Yeah, well, Mark, town council sent back a like a standard contract that they advised that the town use. So part of it would be, you know, contingent on Osterman agreeing to use that our contract instead of theirs.
Do we know what the rate is from Osterman or George?
I don't. They're usually all the companies are pretty similar in their propane rates, but they, you know, fluctuate like oil. They fluctuate depending on the season.
Yeah.
And
yeah. That Osterman one, that's purchase, or is that?
No,
that's lease, 3-year lease.
Correct.
So that's basically 82 cents a gallon is the lease.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. We just don't know how much propane we need.
Yeah.
No. Well, we know to begin with, we're going to need 2,000 gallons.
Yeah. Yeah. But in 3 years, how much more are we going to need?
Correct. Basically?
That's the,
yeah,
that's the roll of the dice. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would the tank for the kitchen remain, or would that be tied into the new tanks?
No, that's one thing I learned through the whole process is that the easiest and the cheapest thing is to leave the kitchen tank intact, because if you break, it's a copper line that runs to the kitchen and you can't do an underground connection in copper, so the whole line would have to be replaced. So the easiest and cheapest thing is just to leave that be, not touch it at all, and have separate tank for, and a totally separate line for the generator.
Okay.
Well, I have no idea how much propane we use. I don't know in 3 years how much more we'd have to fill those.
Well, I seriously doubt we'd use 2,000 gallons to run test runs on the generator. The only time you would run into problems is if we did have an ice storm or something, and you did have to run it. But
right.
I mean, I can say, like, for example, the community hall never has very big gas bills. And all that, I mean, well, pretty much the past couple of years, that's only been, the propane has only been used for the generator.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there hasn't been any kitchen use.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the two that were looking at is that Osterman deal versus the George, to get as close to apples as we can. The above ground, I mean, one is 2,000 gallon tanks, one's one 2,000 gallon tank.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to lease the one from George, the install fee of 3,000 is more than the fill up fee of the 1640, right? There's no install fee from Osterman.
Not according to the quote she gave me. I mean, she put in there like required municipal permits for storage and piping, like with an amount to be determined, but we don't have permit. I mean, we don't have permit fees.
So, I mean, just in that, if it's 1640, say that, you know, that's the fill up. Well, you got to fill this one up too. It's right. Not going to be that full amount, but it's going to be something, right? We got to fill
both. 1640 is just the least.
Just the overage, right? Just the overage, yeah. But that 1640 is less than the 3,000 of the install.
That is, yeah, that's true.
Then you got to pay George a lease fee every year of 1690. So say for 3 years, because that's what we're looking at, apples to apples, you got to go 3 years times the 1690, right? Plus, so it, yep. I can't imagine we could ever use that much propane.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, basically the 1690 is the wash against the overage on the fill for Osterman. So for every year, you'd have to fill it to be equal.
Yeah.
And then it's still even, it's less for Osterman because you still got that $3,000 install fee. So yep. As long as Osterman really doesn't have an install fee, then to me, the Osterman, since we don't have Sandry to use as another apple, I think, you know, we've done our due diligence. Osterman, as long as what we just heard is correct, that's the most cost effective. And we can do the lease based, and they agree to do the lease based on the council approved contract.
So...
that's my rendition, unless someone sees it differently from what I just heard, because I didn't get a chance to read the one that came today. I'll be honest.
So do you want to take a vote contingent on the acceptance of the KP Law contract?
Yeah, and I would say that the understanding of how we just, you know, Hilma has heard it all, that there's no like hidden fees we don't know about there. So yeah. Let's have a motion to accept the Osterman 3-year lease proposal based on acceptance of the contract, the town council approved contract, and the understanding that we have of their proposal.
So move.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Sue, aye.
Ryan, aye.
Robin, aye. Wow. Good job, Hilma, on that, because I know that was a lot
of
struggle to get those people up here and get that done. And we're right back to the person who first came anyways and who showed all the interest in the beginning. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we did our due diligence, which is very important. All right. Hold on. I lost my agenda. The bridge, I don't have an update from Jeff. Do you, Hilma, anything that I didn't hear? The bridge down here. Yeah.
We're still working on it. I have not been able to finalize like a letter to send off. I'm hoping to get that done.
Okay. I think those were all the items you brought up, right, Sue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, I feel like there was one.
Oh no, there was the we haven't done anything with the Parks and Rec charge yet.
Right. We need to put that on at some point. That probably right at the first of the year. My guess. Thanks for that reminder. Okay, you want to do your report, Helma?
Sure. Well, let's see. So on the Jacobs Road generator, the electrician came, installed the conduit for the electric lines. Then the cement pad was poured last Thursday. Right now it's blanketed and waiting for the finish on the cure in order to get the generator set in place and then the electric finished and the propane finished. Did a whole lot of work with Axon Properties, Crucial, not much the past few days. But, and then, you know, work on the long-term lease in terms of communications with Jonathan and with town council. And also had other communications with town council in regards to the legal situation that the town is presently having to address. Let's see, I assisted Fire Chief Nick Anzoni with preparing and submitting a grant that was finalized and sent in yesterday for a potential $10,500. And if that's received, they will be able to purchase new safety equipment for a few of the firefighters. Also, I had reported to me that the department has lost some clothing, like the safety pants, I think is what it was, due to rodents chewing on them. And I only found out this afternoon that they also had to throw away two more helmets because of mold. So that's getting to be quite an issue. I submitted the final report for the CARES Act relief funding. Basically spending any of that money has ended. So it's no longer available. and then the next item, the tax classification hearing, which I had touched base with the three of you to set up a meeting. The work in setting the tax rate is to the point where you folks will be holding a brief select board meeting next Tuesday, December 14th at 1 p.m. To determine the FY22 tax classification, if it will be a single tax rate or a multiple tax rate. And then finally, last Friday afternoon, there was an incident or an accident of sorts. The highway department received a dispatch call that there was a tree down across Route 8A. Down by the Heath Charlemont town line. Jeff and Don went down. Jeff took the backhoe down in order to be able to move the tree or whatever, move sections of the tree. And when he was trying to move part of it, and I'm not quite sure how it happened, but somehow the piece that he was trying to move dislodged, it swung around and smashed through the side window of the backhoe. It you know, destroyed the glass on that side. It damaged some other lever or something. The end of the tree hit Jeff's leg. He said it was just a bump and a bruise. I talked with him yesterday. He said, yep, it's just tender to the touch. He's okay. He was out walking in the woods on Saturday. He did file an accident report or claim with our insurance to try to, you know, to get coverage for the damage that was done to the piece of machinery. So that's my report.
Great, thanks, Emma. A couple things. So I did talk with Jeff too. So just so you know, we've been communicating back and forth, just so I've been checking in on him to make sure he's okay. And I just have a question, Hilma, on Crucial, Exxon, I don't know, whatever we call them. Their meeting is, so the next thing coming up for them is that whole community outreach meeting. Is that, am I right with that? Or what's next? Anything?
No, they did the community outreach meeting.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. 29th. That's right. What do they have next?
The next part of the process is, well, there's a couple of things going on that I'm aware of. They are starting their like applications for special permits.
Okay.
The way I understand it, each farmer, because they're going to be operating separately, they'll each need to file an application for a special permit. With the planning board. And I was assisting Mary this morning for a little bit in helping her kind of like write out the process, because she had gotten an email with questions from someone out of their office. And so I was helping her like write out the process and the different steps and the different components that are involved in a complete application and all that. And she sent that off to the person. And so there's that part of it. They, from what I understand, like last week at whatever point, they had all submitted their applications to the CCC to get state licensing. They have, yesterday, the attorney sent a diagram of how they plan to lay out the four farming plots, because they would like to get additional street numbers assigned to each of them. So I forwarded that information on to Ken Gilbert so that he can work on assigning the street numbers. In terms of the actual property sale transaction, I have no idea.
Okay. Brian? Well,
do you remember how many people showed up at that community outreach meeting?
It didn't 14? Seem
14, yeah. Wasn't
I,
it
think, I think it was around 14. And I don't know.
We couldn't.
I don't think I counted them, but
well, the way they had their Zoom meeting set up, it's participants could not see each other.
Right.
At one point, the moderator, I think, commented that there were 14 visitors or whatever.
I was surprised that there weren't more, but. Anyway, it was a good meeting, I thought.
Did anybody else, Sue, any questions for Hilma on her report?
No.
Brian, anything else?
No. Who did the slab for the generator? Was it the highway department or did they hire somebody?
They're doing all the excavation.
Excavation, yeah.
The frame, I guess, is that what you call it? The wooden frame?
The form.
Form, thank you. But no, just got Graves Concrete.
Okay, yeah.
But they, yeah, they poured it, yeah. Yeah,
and they poured it, right.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Cattail coming in the screen.
Cattail.
Kind of like a snake.
I know. I have
four of them and they all.
So mail, there really isn't much mail. And there's only part one, right? I didn't miss anything, did I? Just that's part all. One. Okay.
That's all you got.
And so basically, Ed Whitaker's request, we've dealt with that for the Energy Advisory Committee. And then we have just some remarks from residents and the building use group on the lease and MOU with Hilltown Youth Recovery Theater. We have comments from a Board of Health member on the meeting that we talked about, some follow-up notes and thoughts on that. And then just another resident with general some comments for the select board on the AT&T lawsuit. Anything, Sue, anything you'd like to look at or discuss in the mail?
No, I think that will probably come up in the executive session.
Yep. Brian, anything?
I don't have anything.
Okay, so that's mail. Let's see, 7:08. Oh boy.
Future meetings.
Yeah, schedule as was my next thing. So we have, let me get my calendar here. We planned to take next week off, which is the 14th. I think that's still the case, which puts us meeting on the 21st. We're talking about having finance committee. I believe the regionalization group wants to come and meet with us on the 21st as well. So mm-hmm. We'll put both of those in for that meeting. The 28th, so this is FYI for me, so that week, the 28th, I will not be around. So I think we were planning on not meeting, but now there is also a chance that I won't be around on the 4th as well. So that's going to be up to you guys if you want to schedule. And if I'm here, I'm here. If not, you go without me, or if you want to take 2 weeks and resume on the 11th, up to you guys.
I think we should probably post the 4th. And if, I don't know, it depends on what's coming up. Can we decide decide at next meeting.
Yeah, so we can talk about it on the 21st, but I just wanted to give you a heads up that that's kind of where I'm at right now. And then I would think the rest of the schedule on the 21st would be our standard list that we seem to have. We can fill in other business as we need to. Okay, now it's 7:10. So this is that point. I don't know that we have enough total time before 7:30. So at 7:30 is when we need to have the executive for the AT&T purpose, because that's when council is coming and planning board is coming to join us at that point in time. So we can now go into executive for the 18 Jacobs Road lease and do as much as we can. And then we can adjourn and reconvene that after the AT&T meeting, if you're comfortable doing that, because totally up to you guys if you want to do that. We could at least get it set up in our heads. So we'd take a motion to get into the executive for 18 Jacobs, knowing that we'll come back into general session to go then take a motion to get into AT&T and then do it all again to go back into for 18 Jacobs. Unless you have anything else that you want to talk about.
Nope.
It's very complicated, but I think it's the best use of time.
Okay, so that's what we're gonna do, folks. There'll be no more other conversation in open meeting other than just opening and closing executive sessions. So, but thank you all for coming. So the next item then I need is a motion and roll call vote to enter into executive session pursuant to general law, chapter 30A, section 21A6, to consider the purchase, exchange, lease, or value of real property. This is a lease in this case. If the chair declares that an open meeting will have a detrimental effect on the negotiating position of the public body, which I, as chair, do declare that that would happen. So I'd like that motion, please.
Second.
And just to add to that, this is for, just to be really clear, deliberation strategy for entering a long-term lease of space at the 18 Jacobs Road Municipal Building with Hilltown Youth Recovery Theater. So add that to the motion, please.
So move that we add that.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Sue Lively, aye.
Ryan DeVries, aye.
Robin Provost Carlson, aye. Great, thank you. So we are going to enter into executive. Bye, everybody else.